enveloping us. You hold our soul in life. You suffer not our feet to be moved. You uphold us all in your mighty right hand, upholding us at the right hand of dunamis power. I am upheld in you. We are all upheld as a new creation. We have already positionally passed before your face. We were already given a new creation. We were all given a new name. We were made heirs, not waiting to be. Positionally, it was all completed in thee. Made heirs. When you ascended on high, we ascended with you. When you were raised, you raised us all up from the depravity of the world. You raised us far above the world and its systems. You raised us into honor. You dismantled all reproach, and all dishonor was dismantled. You clothed us in a brand new robe of honor, royalty, glory, majestic royalty. We were made heirs to rule and to reign with you. Of your fullness we have all received. Blessed with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Not going to be, but already. All our life was finished before it ever began. Completed from the foundations of the world. Called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Justified freely by grace and heaven's delight. Raised together and glorified with you. All the redemption made us brand new. Today we will walk into the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. Today we will pass through the gate of Penuel, the face of God. Today we will all walk before your face and receive the transformation that has already been from the foundations of the world. Today we will all pass through again, receiving the glorious transformation, the freedom of all and from all sin. Into the glorious liberty of the sons and the daughters of God. Today we will walk in to your word. Today we will walk into the glory of the realm of your word. Today we all make our ascent. Standing in you again. Standing in the oneness of the glory that was given. Freely given. The one spirit union that we have with you. The glory that you gave the Father. The glory the Father gave to you. You have given us freely. You've made us brand new. Everyone say, I have been made brand new. Forever perfected. in righteousness. Not going to be, but forever perfected already. Already perfected. Already transformed. To whom he called, he justified. And to whom he justified, he glorified. Redemption was already completed in the realm. Who was, who is, and is to come. We're simply on a timeline. And today, we walk out beyond time. Today, we walk out beyond where we stand. In the natural, we enter into the ever-living word of inheritance. Today, I stand upon the white marble floors with you. Forever perfected in your sight, made holy, brand new, holy and without blame. Everyone say, I am holy and without blame. Unblameable, unreprovable. How can these things be? In the realm of eternity, it's already finished for thee. Presenting you faultless before the presence of his glory, canst thou not believe that all things were finished and complete? We stand in the completion and accept our inheritance with thee. Born into the family of God, a citizen of heaven, sons, Abba sins, Abba son, I am Abba's son. No longer belonging to the former name. I died and I was born again into the family of God. I'm born free. I'm born in royalty. I'm born in a place of privilege. I am privileged. I'm born into a family of great, great inheritance. I am brand new. Old things passed away in that day, and behold, in this realm, all things became new. We walk out from that former realm. We step out into the latter rain. A new day which reigning inheritance. It's reigning grace. It's raining glory. It's raining peace. It's raining love. It's raining upon me all good things. Goodness and mercy are raining upon me. Glory and grace now surrounds me. Translated out of that realm called the earth into the marvelous light of the glorious word, the living word, we now stand, the word who was and is to come, standing in the glorious inheritance with you. We never let go. as you bring us through the face of God. We're walking in the midst. All the inheritance today. We ascend into the throne of the Father of lights. On the wings of the great eagle, oh, we do rise into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Father, you don't even see those old things. You don't even associate unless we remind you. You don't even see us that way. I stand as a new creation in your sight. I stand in oneness with Christ. The living doorway has opened to me. A glorious day of great liberty. I stand in your love. I stand in the glorious emanating light. Father of light, swallow me up. Father of light, shine on us. Father of light, clothe us brand new. As light is emanating from you, robes of light. In robes of glory, bring those keyboards up. Robes of power, robes of mercies, robes of love, robes of glory and grace, robes of honor, robes of royalty. Robes of dunamis power. Robes of authority. Robes of goodness and robes of mercies. All thy graces are flowing from thee. The marvelous light of the Father doth surround me. I'm encompassed in perfect bliss. I'm encompassed in perfect light. Today we are all standing in the marvelous light. Believe your heart. I hear the Spirit saying, believe and ascend further. Believe in what has already been done. Wait not, but ascend into the finality. Ascend into the glory of Him who was and is to come, as all limitations are being removed. As I stand undone, you've not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but of power and love. We have drawn near. I feel the rose of wholeness coming out from you. Completion. Goodness and mercy too. The confidence of heaven now surrounds us all. Worship you. to him who sits on the throne. Do you know that song, to him who sits on the throne? Yes.
Who sits on the throne.
Stand before him today. Today, Father, we all belong to you. Take us now into the realm that is to come. Today, we will walk out into our jubilee. It has already been declared for us. We all see the acceptable year of the Lord has come, fulfilled in Christ. We will go out into that place past Penuel, through the face of God into our Jubilee. We will walk out into the new day. We will go out and stand in a brand new day. Through the glorious gates as the plumb lines of heaven have opened, as Jacob's ladder is descending down into the earth, as your angelic host have gone before us, the ministering flames of fire, multitude of angels going down to prepare the way, a wall of fire they are to us. A cylinder of fire that extends into the heavens. Angels now dismantling all second heaven, preparing the way of the glorious King, preparing the way of the generation that will pass through Jacob's gate. Oh, generation passing through the Penuel gates to receive the transformation that has already taken place in this realm. Thy will, Father, now be done. I stand completing you here. It's the earth realm that we need you to draw near. Thy will be done there, Father, as it is already completed here. Thy will be done. Oh, Father, draw to the earth near. All the glories of this realm and the King, let him come through the glorious gate. Let him walk through and stand with us, as he already said that he would. We will walk out into that realm now. Finished. Completed. The realm called done. We will walk out into the acceptable year of the Lord. We will walk out into the Jubilee. For I see a Jubilee like no other Jubilee I have ever seen. A Jubilee of body, a Jubilee of soul, a Jubilee of the mind, a Jubilee from the family lineage line, a Jubilee of finance, a Jubilee of relationship, a Jubilee from the past. All indebtedness is gone, washed away. No more indebtedness to our mistakes. Freed from it all, we all can stand tall in the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. It's a new day of prayer. It's a new way. It's a new day and a new way. Old things passed away. I need not war against an enemy that is already put down, I see. All I need to do is walk out into thee, into the glorious liberty that's already been provided for me. All we need to do is go stand tall in the earth realm where you have perfected us all. We come down through the golden cylinder of the plumb line. Our eyes do rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. We see with those seven spirits of God that have come down with us. Urindisi, we come through the glorious Penuel gates. amber and blue and glorious white. So many colors, so many transformations. My spirit can hardly contain. I enter into that portal. I pass through that gate, walking through the face of God. The transformation of Jacob has happened to us all. Old things have passed away. We wrestled a night and a night and night again, but now a new day star has risen upon us. A new name was pronounced to us. I heard it in the gate. A new day, I see its light in the glorious new way. Old things passed away in that gate. It did not survive the fire of that place. The refiner's fire shattered the old man, carved him up, bris and brondes, and separated him again. Only the new man could pass through. An inheritor heir called Israel, made brand new. The reigning prince and princesses of the earth, heirs of God, we pass through. We were all made so brand new with divine authority and dominion given to us from the highest seats. We pass through with brand new eyes and a brand new spirit. We were no longer despised. We came through the gate with robes of royalty. We came through the gates with honor that we see. You changed our name and transformed us in that day. You caused a new sun to shine upon us in a brand new way. It broke out over the horizon. That sun did multiply the light of the glory of heaven filled the skies. Suddenly all we could see was the glory of the new day. Darkness ran from it. Darkness was ushered far away, thrown into the midst of the sea. All iniquity was shattered and broken as the light of heaven did fill our life with glorious mercy and glorious grace. The freedom of God filled every place. The royalty of heaven suddenly showed up. The glorious tree of life was full. Minarondesin, the King of Glory, came through that gate, standing with us in the earth this day, full of glory. We pass through, onward to Jericho, to hear the trumpets anew. See that I have given you this king, this city and its inheritance is already bowed down to thee. Rumbase, see that I have given. Ros. It hath been in the prolongation of the ram's horns of Jubilee. The seventh day they declared your victory. The seven spirits of God with a sound from heaven, the trumpets did blow, the sound of Jubilee. Freedom and liberty came out of heaven for thee. My mind, no longer indebted to the law of sin and death, I received a jubilee. My mind was freed into the mind of Christ that was given to me. My soul and emotions no longer trapped in a former day or in a former generation of dysfunction. I received a jubilee from that realm. It was translated. My heart, my emotions were given the image of Christ. Joy and pleasure and peace did reign. My soul received its newness again. And suddenly the image of Christ was formed. The transformational righteousness was born. My spirit had already come out. My body received its jubilee. The power of the law of sin and death and aging was broken over me. It was shattered. The veil was shattered. Oh, the cords and chains were shattered indeed. As it was with Abraham and Sarah, so it is with me. My bodily suddenly rolled back into the time of life as you redeemed me from the years the cankerworm had eaten. My body no longer aged. It began to roll back into the day of youth. It rolled back into the time of life as the law of the spirit of life did now multiply. No longer was the world multiplying in me, but the kingdom of God did set me free. The law of the spirit of life did multiply under the power of the jubilee of heaven. It all drew nigh. I received, we received a glorious jubilee. Our bodies were freed from the law of sin and death. We no longer serve sin in any capacity. We were given a new name, even a generational identity. My name changed from Atkinson to Abbasin. We stood in the realm of the Father's glory. And yet the horns continue to blow. 7 days of transformation we did know. 7 great transformations. We were perfected in your sight. We received the financial jubilee. The silver and gold of Jericho was given to you and me. We were made heirs suddenly. The great transference of wealth happened to us all. We were freed from the world system. Suddenly the walls of Jericho, they fell. Under the sound of the trumpets of the jubilee, we received the generational jubilee. Generational inheritance began to flow out from you and me into our sons and daughters. 100 generations deep, a golden river did flow, producing heirs of God, produce the new day. 7 refinements, 7 inheritances. All did flow as the glorious day of jubilee we all came in to know. Standing all in such joy and delight, we saw the kingdom of heaven come down into the earth and the enemy take flight. We all were perfected in ways we could have never known. Body, soul, mind, will, emotions. The image of Christ had been born. And now the law of the Spirit of life is multiplying exceedingly, getting us all ready to walk out into El Bethel we see, to be multiply this life exceedingly, to multiply this identity all over the world, to multiply this realm to every tongue, tribe, and nation. I will exceedingly multiply thee, you said, from Jericho to El Bethel. You make a nation from our loins. You bring a nation out from us. Sons, daughters, come out, multiplied under the sound of a new day, the light of a new day. Oh, we all pass through Jericho this day. Oh, the glory of Penuel, the glory of Jericho. Can you feel, can you see it, can you stand in it? Canst thou not believe? Before you see, canst you not stand with me in those things that I've already spoken over thee? This is the generation, the first fruits thereof, passing through the gate.